Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about the law of pain. The law of pain. You're like, I don't ever remember reading that in the Bible, and there's not such a law in the Bible, but it's one that I really do believe that, unfortunately, we do have to go through a lot of in this earth and this side of heaven. We know that we're going to have pain and suffering, and yet thankful we never go through it alone, that Jesus is always with us. But I've been reading a book the last few weeks called The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by Dr. John C. Maxwell. He's a former pastor who left the church world because he had so many business people asking for leadership help, and he thought, I can reach even more people by doing this. So he moved from a church in San Diego, California, a very thriving large church, and moved to Atlanta, Georgia, and started this amazing organization, and it's reached millions over the past 25, probably actually almost 30 years now, because I can remember listening to him when he had cassettes. Now he's on all social media and just a very, very gifted leader and communicator. But I've been part of a group that we've been studying this book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, and then meeting once a week to discuss them. And one of the chapters we had to read recently was The Law of Pain. And it says, good management of bad experiences leads to great growth. And I love this quote by John McDonald. He says, every problem introduces a person to himself. And it's true, friends. I mean, you know, we really do. Each time we encounter a painful experience, we get to know ourselves a little bit better. Pain can stop us dead in our tracks, or it can cause us to make decisions we would like to put off, deal with issues we would rather not face, and make changes that make us feel uncomfortable. Can I get an amen on that? And then I love this quote by John McDonald. He says, pain prompts us to face who we are and where we are. We'll say that again. John McDonald, great quote, says, pain prompts us to face who we are and where we are. Oh, that's so, so true, friends. I mean, sometimes we get busy on this treadmill of life, and especially if we start to kind of get in a good season where things are going well, and we kind of develop an ego, and I don't mean necessarily a pride, thinking better than yourself, more highly of ourselves than God likes for us to do, but we develop an ego, which stands for edging God out. Love that acronym, one of my favorite ones. Ego, E-G-O, stands for edging God out. And yet, when pain comes into our life, we are prompted, in fact, most of the time we just have to face who we are and where we are. And yet, a lot of times we're able to neglect that, but pain doesn't allow us to do that. But I love that in this book, John Maxwell's book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, he says about the law of pain that what we do with that experience of pain defines who we will become. And it's so true. You've heard so many powerful stories here on Hope Is Here over the past 5 years. And yet, you know what? God's like, hey, I will use that pain. And they've used it instead of becoming bitter. My guests on Hope Is Here have chosen to become better. They've chosen to trust God. And said, you know, Romans 8:28, that all things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It doesn't say that some things will work together for the good. It doesn't say most things will work together for the good. It says all things work together for the Lord for those who love him and called according to his purpose. Friends, he's got you today. Know that. Yet I know sometimes when we're so overwhelmed with pain, I want to remind you, Psalm 34 verse 11 says, for God is close to the brokenhearted and comforts those who are crushed in spirit. And it's just so, so important to know that God hurts when you hurt, friends. And yet, at the same time, there comes a point where we can grow through the pain if we'll go through the pain. Let's say that again. We can grow through the pain if we'll go through the pain. And yet, I don't like to do that quite often, and I'm sure some of you are shaking your heads like a bobblehead right now with me. But I heard this powerful story in this book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by John Maxwell. He talked about a lady named Cheryl McGinnis, and her husband Tom was a pilot, and on 9/11, she got the phone call and had somebody show up at her house that nobody ever wants to see happen, and her husband Tom was a pilot. He was on the very first airplane that crashed into the World Trade Center back on 9/11, September 11, 2001. And, of course, unfortunately, all the people on that plane died because of that crash after the plane was hijacked by the terrorists. And Cheryl, you know, like anybody, tried to cope the best that she could. A lot of people, you know, from the World Trade Center attacks suffered from severe stress and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, general anxiety disorders, and substance abuse disorders. But Cheryl, despite having a very, very personal tragic connection to 9/11 and those vicious attacks, losing her precious husband, Tom, she wrote in her book, In Beauty Beyond the Ashes, that she wrote about 3 years after this tragic event on September 11, 2001. She wrote, "You know, an unfair, unreasonable, and impossible as it seems, we still have work to do after a tragedy occurs. We still have roles to fill. We still have responsibilities to family and others. The stuff of life may pause for a while, but it doesn't stop. Fair or not, that is reality." Man, it's so good. Written by Cheryl McGinnis in her book, Beauty Beyond the Ashes. And, you know, Cheryl went on to kind of just fulfill this new role as a single mom with determination and strength. And she wound up speaking at Tom's funeral. And she just said, "You know, I got to learn to run my household as a single parent." And she learned rapidly how to deal with the difficulties of being a widow. And, you know, on the first Mother's Day, she had some well-meaning friends that talked her into going to an event they thought would help her. But it actually was a mistake, kind of wound up being a disaster. So on Father's Day, when that first one approached, knowing that would be tough for the kids, she was proactive and arranged the day to make the best of it for herself and her children. I love this quote by Cheryl McGinnis. She says, "I'm learning more each day. The circumstances of 9/11 have forced me to examine who I am, to face myself in ways that I never had to before, to ask God, God, what do you want from me? What can I do in Christ by his power within me? And how will God use me to touch others? I'm learning more about myself and about God." And she said, "I didn't realize that until Tom was gone and died tragically in 9/11, how lazy I'd become. Before, she had depended on him to prompt her growth. Now she was taking responsibility for herself." Friends, I hope that story of Cheryl McGinnis inspires you to say, you know what, if she can do it, I can do it. And I can ask God, you know, God, what do you want me to do? What can I do for others? And you can find out how much God really loves you. And yeah, I want to remind you that Jesus modeled what it was like. I mean, Jesus wasn't married. And I mean, God is all for marriage. He created it, okay? But Jesus modeled what it's like sometimes to be alone. And, you know, age of 33 before he died on the cross, fortunately came back to life and death had been conquered. But we need to be reminded that Jesus modeled what it's like when you're single. And the amazing part, 46% of our population, means almost one in two people, are either single by choice, have never been married, or they've been married but went through an unfortunate divorce like me, or they're a widower. So that means if you're in the checkout line at Kroger, either good chance is either the person in front of you or the person behind you is going to be in that category of single, divorced, or widowed. And I just want to encourage you today that you can get through it, and you do not have to be in fear, and you can get through the pain. Dennis Whaley says, expecting the world to treat you fairly just because you're a good person is a little like expecting the bull not to charge you because you're a vegetarian. isn't that great? Expecting the world to treat you fairly just because you're a good person is a little like expecting the bull not to charge you because you're a vegetarian. I love that. You know, friends, we just have to understand, unfortunately, I mean, I love comfort as much as anybody and try to avoid pain when possible. But, unfortunately, we live in this fallen world, and sometimes we don't understand because you're like, you know, I'm a good person. Just like Dennis Whaley said there in that powerful quote, yeah, we live in a fallen world, things and friends, and bad things are going to happen. So I want to encourage you to be strong in your faith today. You know, a lot of, if truth be told, and talks about in the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth by Dr. John C. Maxwell, former pastor that went into the leadership world a few years ago and just has written some incredible things. All his principles are biblically based, but he says, you know, life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They move us. The question is, in which direction will we be moved, forward or backwards? Let's say that again. Life's difficulties do not allow us to stay the same. They move us. The question is, in which direction will we be moved, forward or backwards? So I want to ask you today, are you tired of going backwards and letting the enemy steal your joy, steal your life? But you've got to make a choice today. And the good news is God wants to help you. I mean, John Maxwell says in this powerful book, most successful people will point to the hard times in their lives as key points in their journey of development. If you're dedicated to growth, then you must become committed to managing your bad experiences well. And you know, if you listen to Hope Is Here very often over the past 5 years, that the reason I do Hope Is Here is because I was suicidal after losing my business, home, and marriage in a 24-hour period. And yet I'm here to tell you over 20 years later that, you know what, God was faithful, and he got me through it, and he provided. Yes, I lost my home, my business, my marriage, even had to move into a one-bedroom apartment for about a year and a half. But God slowly but surely helped me pick up the broken pieces. And yeah, I've got a beautiful home now, fast forward 20 years later, and God is good, and he's so faithful. I love this quote by Virginia Satir. She says, life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference. Oh, that's so good. Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference. I want you to be encouraged by that today, friends, that, you know, yeah, God doesn't want us to suffer, and what we do because we live in a fallen world and this is not heaven, but the way we cope with it is what makes the difference. So I want to encourage you to surrender to God today, and the Bible says to bear one another's burdens, to share if your heartache, you just have a heartache and you're suffering from, you're alone, you're discouraged, reach out to somebody. And let them know that you're hurting, and most of all, talk to God about it because he cares. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.